The Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Joining us now is Ron Stubbs. Ron has lost command in the race, and Ron, we thank you for your time.
No, thank you, Andrew, and good morning.
It's a big thrill for all trainers to get a runner in a race like this.
No, that's right, yeah, it's a fantastic concept, and yeah, accolades to Racing New South Wales, and I think it's just getting bigger and better every year.
I think it is, and you're playing on your home track this year. It can move around, but it's a great opportunity on Saturday.
No, that's right, yeah, good home ground advantage.
It is. You've nominated two, but you're running Lost Commander, as I say in the introduction, a mare that you've... Have you just really aimed towards this race?
Have this year, yes. We've only had it for one preparation, and last preparation we took her to Sydney for a first start for us, yep. And she ran a very good second there, and you'd have to say that was the best run for the campaign. So we thought we'd attack this race fresh.
So she's looking at her first up form, she hasn't won, but she's always there.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
So has she? I mean, you've probably learnt off that first preparation, but with the two trials that you've done at Wagga and over the border at Wodonga, do you think she's in a similar vein of form?
Yeah, I'm very happy where she is. Going into the race with no reservations, and even though it's burst up over 1400, I'm more than content with her.
You've been able to get enough fitness into her?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Are those two trials, just tell our listeners a little bit about them and a little bit about the mare. Where does she normally settle in a race?
Actually, normally midfield. She can get a little bit further back. Looking at the form, I think there'll probably be a bit of pace on in the race on Saturday, so that should play into our favour. And, yeah, we can just have a last shot at them.
Big open track too. I look at a form. This will be her first run on the home track, I think, but big spacious track, it gives the horses every chance, doesn't it?
No, that's right. It's ideal. Yeah, big long run home. And I think it's a little bit uphill too, so, if there's any weakness in any of the other horses, sort of, hopefully we can capitalise on that.
Where did you get her from, Ron?
Off the breeder. Yep. It's down in Seymour in Victoria.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. She's just a type that's, I mean, she's racing into a seven-year-old season. She just likes it?
Yeah, that's right. Very easy to train, sort of. Beat her and she just licks the bin out every day, and no concerns at all.
Who's going to be jumping aboard on Saturday?
Lockie King.
Yep.
He trialled her for us at Wodonga last Tuesday week, and he'll come up and ride her.
And he also rode the horse for a placing at Wodonga there going back to September, so he does know her a little bit too.
That's right, yeah, and that was a very good run that day, so touch unlucky.
Yep.
Yeah, sort of... There's a run there, and it just closed when he wanted to take it. So, he's very happy to be on him.
Ron, I live in the city these days, but I'm a country boy at heart, just down from Wangaratta, to be honest. Right. But I wake up this morning, you come out here and spend a few hours. There's nothing like a country morning, is there?
Oh, like sitting here now, you couldn't wish for any more, could you?
No, it is just a beautiful classic morning.
Not so good in the middle of July, though.
No. And I will say, you've had your hot weather, haven't you?
My word, yeah, very hot
you
summer.
You had 2 or 3 weeks of just 45.
Constant 40 plus, yeah.
How did the horses cope with all that?
Actually, surprisingly well, saying that. Obviously, we had to lighten their workload and sort of be very conscious of what we did with them.
Yeah.
But sort of better than I expected.
Yeah.
I think they handled it better than I did.
Yeah, no, it was extraordinary just looking at the temperatures. Mm. Ron, good luck on Saturday. Hope Lost Command can run well for you.
No, thanks very much. Looking forward to it.